Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he taught Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy can get used to keeping my shades on.
Ashley Taylor, and she's bringing along her tour mate, Matt Wynn, to talk about their tour. Both of their EPs that are in the works, and anything else that's going on in their lives. Knowing Ashley like we do, this is sure to be a pretty fun show. As usual, I've got my co-host/friend in with me. So let's do it. Hey, girl.
You didn't insult me. I love it. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care if you insult me. But anyway, we were just talking about this off air. We were talking about close friendship, and this is literally going to be like a show. It's like me and Cody times two. Like, so you guys better buckle up because it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, pretty much. So. Y'all,
with an intro,
this is going to be fine.
That's all I'm saying.
This is going to be fine. let's welcome the super talented Miss Ashley Taylor and Mr. Matt Wynn to the show. Hey guys, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for taking a little time to do this today.
Yeah, anytime.
Glad to be here, man.
first off, I want to start with Matt for a second. Matt, just kind of introduce yourself and tell people how you got into this whole music thing.
Well, my name is Matt Wynn. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm originally from Missouri, a little town about 500 people called Flint Hill. It's about 45 minutes to an hour away from St. Louis, the city part. Just a country little town. I grew up and got started, in music. I always had a draw to music. From a little kid, just from singing and doing all that stuff. And when I was really little in grade school, I got involved in church, performing in church, and in my grade school, because we didn't have a music program. The school was so small and they couldn't afford it. So my music program was church every day, and I would go there and I'd lead some masses and things like that. And then eventually I started doing some talent shows and. Like at the school, and kind of went from there. And then I picked up, started writing, picked up, learned guitar from a young age. I started playing some bar shows and things like that when I was about 17. Just kind of building up my chops. And I knew it was something I always wanted to do, but I knew I needed to go out and pursue it in my town first. So I just made up some business cards and I went out and I said, hey, I'm a musician, I'm from here, this is what I do, and give me a shot. And eventually some places started calling me and giving me shots. And then close to that time, I got the opportunity. I was to be on American Idol. I was on American Idol in 2013 when I was 18. And just went on there. I got really far. I went to Hollywood and got the top 50 on the show. It was a lot of fun, a really, really great opportunity. I got to meet and sing one of his own songs for one of my idols, Keith Urban. That was the first year he was on there. And that kind of jump-started a lot of things and just gave me a lot of opportunities to play with people and to do a lot of things. So I started playing with some bigger acts like Sam Hunt, Tyler Farr, Maddie and Kay, several other artists, Scotty McCreary, Jared Neiman, a bunch of different people. Got a lot of really great opportunities and just kind of kept working my way up, writing music. Then eventually I started coming to Nashville, and because I knew I needed to come to Nashville in order to do what I wanted to do and take it to the next level, and taking trips back and forth, and then that's how one day I think me and Ashley are Facebook friends, and I saw what she was doing, and I heard some of the things she was writing and stuff, and I was like, man, I think we'd write well together. So I sent her a message and said, hey, would you be interested in getting together for a cup of coffee sometime? And we could just kind of hit it off right away. And now we've written tons and tons of songs together. Four of the songs in my new upcoming EP are co-writes I had with her. I have one or two on her EP that we wrote together. We've just kind of become, really, really close friends, and we decided to go on tour together, and we're in the process of booking all that. But I mean, I guess that's kind of how I got started, and just kind of taking it to the next place. And you just got to take it step by step, and we're trying to do that.
That's awesome. I know y'all mentioned that y'all are on tour together. How fun is that?
Honestly, I think Matt and I probably have fun doing just about anything, whether it be on tour together. I mean, that's always awesome to go out and play shows. Our first show together actually is November 4th out in Clarksville, Tennessee. So that's our first show together. But, I mean, we've been writing together for months and months and months. And, I mean, pretty much anything we do, whether it be a trip to Walmart or whatever, is honestly just fun. we just have a good time wherever we go. So I think that's what makes the tour so crazy. I think what Matt will agree is I think when people, and you'll probably see him in this interview, I think when people just see the two of us together, it's kind of like you and Emily. You know what I mean? It's just, it's entertaining. Because we're just fun loving. Yeah, it's just, yeah.
It just works. I understand. You get, I understand
yeah.
that.
it works,
this
works
from, like, genuinely. It just happened. I understand. Like, yeah. I remember Cody was like, you should do this. And I was like, okay. So I did one show with him, and it was just like, we'd been friends forever. Like the first day, so I was like, okay,
exactly.
Why not?
Yeah.
Now it's been like 3 years. But it just works. When it works, it works.
Yeah, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy to think so.
I can just from talking to y'all off air, I could tell that y'all, like you said, wherever you are, y'all just have a ton of fun together. I can already tell.
Yeah, that's a good time.
You know, and y'all mentioned that y'all were working on bringing EPs and the title of these EPs, it's kind of interesting. It's the cities where y'all both grew up. Talk about that just a second.
Well, yeah, that is kind of ironic how that kind of, I don't know, a lot of the ways that kind of, the way that, like, me and Ashley met and the kind of the timing, a lot of things in life are, like, really good timing. Timing is key, and I think us, me and Ashley meeting and at the timing that we did and kind of, like, doing a lot of the same stuff and things was just kind of very much like a God thing. I think we were just supposed to meet and at that particular time, and a lot of stuff has happened because we've been in each other's lives, both with our careers and both just personally. And it's been great. But that's another thing that kind of happened, and it wasn't planned. Like, none of this stuff was planned. It just happened and fell into place. And one of those things is the EPs. And, you know, I had already been working on my EP, starting it kind of like that process when I was talking to Ashley. I wasn't sure what I wanted to call it for a while. And then I ended up I was playing a show and someone was like, man, you should, what are you going to call your record? And they're like, you know, you should maybe think about Foothill or something. And, they said it as a joke, but I was like, man, that's actually like really good. And I think actually I went and I was playing on, like, a news channel back in Missouri, live performance, like, to promote the EP, and, someone said, like, oh, I think it was a news reporter or something. She was like, oh, you know, you should, you know, what are you calling the EP, you know? She was like, are you calling it this or that? And then I was like, well, I guess, I don't know. I kind of made a split decision. I was like, oh, yeah, we're calling the record Flint Hill. And I never talked to anyone or really even thought about it until right then. So I was playing with my bassist Tim, and he was like, "Oh, you're calling it that?" And I was like, "Well, I can't really back out of it now. I said it on live television." I would have. It was kind of meant for me to be called that because the fact that, I had done demos and some CDs and stuff before this, but like this is my first like really like high quality radio quality things that's getting played on radio, and. To set up like a tour and just kind of that next level. A lot of things are getting pitched around town and just kind of for that next place. And you need something that represents you well.
Right.
And this is my first, I guess, real big project where it's like pushing really hard towards that, towards the whole record deal and publishing deal and all that good stuff and radio. And it was appropriate for me because I always say I'm from Flint Hill and that's where I grew up and where I started. And it's appropriate that the first one would be called Flint Hill, but Ashley's is funny too because she started working on her EP a little bit after mine.
Right. Yeah. Because I originally wasn't planning on doing an EP, and then we decided to go on tour together. And you know, when you're touring, you need an EP, and so it was never an issue for me to have like the songs put together. Lord knows I write, you know, plenty enough. I could do a couple EPs if I wanted.
Sure.
So I decided to do an EP, but I guess the really weird thing is about a year ago, I sat down one night with my guitar. It was kind of, you know, when you first get to Nashville, if any other singer-songwriters are listening, you kind of think about, like, you know, writing for yourself versus writing for another artist. And I've written so much for other people, and I've had so many other artists cut my songs. When I sat down to write for myself, it was kind of like, you know, well, who am I? What am I about? What do I represent? And so I sat down and just wrote this song called Bakersfield, which is just, you know, the hometown where I grew up, and just kind of put my life into a song, and I thought it was a great song. And so when I was looking at titles, I knew Bakersfield, that song, would be on my EP. And I was just looking at titles, and I know that I had it narrowed down to, I think, like two or three. And but several people had even messaged me before I'd even picked a title, and they're like, you have to call it Bakersfield. Mm. And then I was like, oh, really? That's cool, because that's a song on there. And they're like, yeah, do it. But I do think it's fitting for both Matt and I to have both of our first major EPs, our first big thing, be named after hometowns, because I think if you know Matt and I personally, you'll know that we're just all about roots and where we came from. You know, we're always very futuristic. We're always moving towards the goal, always working towards the future. But your hometown is your hometown. You know what I mean? That's home, and that's our roots, and that's where we're from, and we're proud of you, though. And we want to represent them well, and we want to make them proud.
Yeah, I mean, the places right. and the people of your hometown are, like, mm-hmm. what make you be
right.
who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in those years in your life. And I think it's just appropriate. I remember she was thinking about titles for her EP and stuff, and she texted me one day or something, was talking to me about it, and because she had decided she was going to do an EP, and I was actually going to say, I'm like, you should call it Bakersfield.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she texted me, like, that day that I was going to say something to her, or I was going to see her or something, and say, like, you know, talk to her about it, and she goes, yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, she was like, I was thinking about this or Bakersfield, and I was like, that's really funny. I was just about to tell you,
yeah,
right? You should call it Bakersfield. So,
it was meant to be.
Yeah,
clearly meant to be.
Yeah.
So, and the name of our tour too is called the Two of a Kind Tour. Because, like I said, if you guys know us, we're it's kind of like a male and female version of each other. So it's kind of funny. So, yeah, I just thought it was weird, too, that we both name our EPs. Like you said, the timing. We were both doing, like, a lot of the same things at the same time. And then to have, you know, different titles, but both the hometown thing, just that comparison was definitely pretty funny. So.
Kind of
fell into place.
Right. You know, has have any release dates for this EP been talked about? When's it going to be out, or do y'all even know?
I'm kind of looking, like, I'm not sure exactly yet. Like, I think I want to do it sometime in January to release it, but I don't know if, like, I want to, because my hometown, like, you know, everyone, like, pigs. Like, a lot of people, like, fans and stuff pay attention to my thing, and they've been waiting for a while for me to, like, release it, especially the people in my hometown. And now that they figured out, you know, it's going to be called Flint Hill and stuff, they're like, man, why do we have to wait that long? So I don't know if, like, I want to do, like, a special thing for my town, like a little CD release, like a pre-release or something before, like, around Christmas for them, and, like, pre-order stuff or
right.
And then maybe release it to, like, the general public and, like, on iTunes and all that good stuff in January.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of one of those things I've been tossing around, but I think that's something, like, I'd want to do because, like, you know, I know a lot of people, like, in my hometown would like to, like my fans there would like to have it for, like, Christmas to, like, give as gifts and stuff like that. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but I do know that regardless of when I release it, I think I'm going to, like, do maybe a single or two between that. And, like, if you pre-order the record, I'll give you, like, a digital download to, like, one of the songs on the EP, like, already, like, to preview and listen to before the record comes out. That's kind of what I'm thinking as far as that goes. But
yeah. Cody, I tell you what. So I am planning on, in, like, the beginning of 2017, releasing it. But I kind of have everything in play, but I don't have an exact release date. I'm still out on the jury on the official release date. But I will text you. You will be one of the first people. And I will text you, and I will tell you when it is coming out.
Sweet.
Does that sound fair?
Group text.
Is that
good? Sounds
good.
Emily,
that includes you too.
We got
you're in this too.
That sounds good.
We haven't had that in a long time now. And Matt was never a part of the group text because he's new to this party. But
right.
We used to have a group text. It was fun. I forgot that.
Yeah.
I got to tell you when I figure out the official release and if I'm doing like a pre-order.
Okay.
And think from my hometown. I'm like, I'll let you know. I'll keep it a loop there.
Okay.
Awesome. We'll promote it on the show, of course. And when you guys release them, you can come back and talk about them.
I would love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Anytime we get to hang out with you guys,
yeah,
is fun. I'm all for it.
Oh,
as long as you have six of us. So,
right.
So you're not
I
like, oh, no, those
enough.
People again.
So, I think I talked enough. So, M?
Me?
Talking over you now, girl.
Okay, well, I already know Ashley really well, so I feel weird asking her questions, but oh well, whatever.
Yeah, well,
okay.
You could be like your psychic.
There you go.
Who are you?
That's what we'll go with. Okay, so what do you guys, this is another tour-related question, but do you guys have any pre-show rituals that you have to do or anything that you guys insist upon before your shows?
I like to drink a lot of water, and I like to do all those strange vocal warm-ups. And I honestly like to get there early, and I like to talk to people before I go on stage because, I don't know, I just like to talk to people. I like to get to know them. That's about all I do. I know that's very exciting, but that's it, yeah.
Well, for me, I've been playing a long time, and I've, you know, already, and I've played a lot of shows. I mean, you know, it's what I do. But I guess it kind of depends on the show for me. In general, I like to drink a lot of water even when I'm not playing, but especially when I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get a little bit of warm up in if I can. Some places you can't, depending on where you are and like, you know, how much time you got and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think a lot of people just like try to like they do like jump around and do all sorts of crazy stuff and get all, you know, antsy and stuff before they go on, and I'm like definitely not like that. Like I'm very laid back, and I just try to keep out of my own head, because I think a lot, especially when you're playing the big shows, so like,
mm-hmm,
you know, friggin' thousands of people and stuff, like, I mean, I think people like psych themselves out. So I just have fun and talk to people and talk to the artists I'm playing with, or talk to the other musicians, or like Ashley said, fans and things. Just hanging out and maybe update, like do a, you know, some Snapchatting or some you know, video, like Facebook videos behind the scenes,
right,
just to hang out, keep,
mm-hmm,
the fans involved and stuff. But I'm pretty boring, I guess, before a show. I just kind of hang out and get it. You know, I'm excited, you know, to go out and play, but you know, I'm not like doing backflips or doing anything weird.
No, you just
like
do
behind
your thing.
Behind the scenes. But trust me, I know a lot of people that do.
Yeah.
It kind of freaks me out. And then it freaks them out because they're like, "What? Why are you not like flipping out?" I'm like, "I don't know.
I'm totally the same way. I remember, like, I'm like Ashley, like, I want to talk to everybody. I'm very, you know this, I co-host the show, so I have to be chatty, but I'm very, very chatty. And I remember I used to play, when I lived in Nashville, I don't live there anymore. Well, I lived in Dixon, but whatever. I played in this little place, and it was like, you know, the next step up from karaoke. It was kind of just to hang out, do your thing, very laid back. But I remember you had to be there before, like, the show was scheduled to start because they would stream it on public TV. And I would get there, you know, half an hour early, and I would be standing around talking. And I remember one night the owner, who you had to, like, you know, say, "Hey, I'm singing, put me in the rotation, whatever." He came out there, and I was standing around talking. He said, "Are you singing tonight, or are you, like, you know?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, sorry." But he's like, "Are you planning to sing tonight? Because, or are you just going to stand around and talk all night?" And I was like, "Sorry. Like, I had to talk to my people." Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I mean,
he's like, "Come on." But it was,
yeah,
I'm the same.
That's hilarious. You kind of get there and you're just hanging out and you kind of forget. You're like, "Oh, yeah, I have to play." So I, I know what you mean. Depending on where I'm playing too, like,
yeah.
I'll get there early. I like to get there, you know, early as I can. One, I've usually got a sound check or I got a set up and all that stuff. But like, especially if I'm playing like a festival or, you know, a bigger show or a place with like really good food, like I'll get there early,
yeah,
and be like, all right, well,
here we are.
I'm going to eat the food and I'm going to talk to the people and I'm going to enjoy the festival or, you know, where I'm at. I don't like to eat too soon to where before I'm going to play, just because.
No, you get sleepy.
Yeah.
I don't just go to, I'm not like a cat.
I'm
just
like a cat.
I don't just like go to sleep.
I am.
And I'm like, I'm bad.
I am.
I just, like,
I
don't know, like,
I'll
when I'm
hungry,
singing and stuff.
And then I'm the same way. I would rather, like, not eat before and then, like, be hungry and then hit a drive-thru and eat everything. Like,
after a show, I will, like, go eat a whole pizza by myself and not blink an eye.
Same.
I don't eat before.
Yeah,
exactly.
Pretty much how I am,
too. If I've not eaten, like, the whole day, if I've only eaten breakfast, I'm not eating before I go. Because then, especially, like, you know what, I don't want to eat a bunch, because if I'm really hungry, I don't want to eat a bunch of food before, then, like, your jeans are too tight, it's just not an enjoyable experience. So I'd rather just hit a drive-thru on the way back and, like, eat everything, like, you know, two hamburgers, like, I'm that person. I get you.
I am that person, yes.
Yeah, definitely. I ate, like this past weekend, I played, like, a big Oktoberfest, thing in Missouri. It's like a massive festival, and I played it and it was a lot of fun, but like I pretty much just drank water and stuff beforehand and hung out, because if I'm going to eat before, I want to get there, I want to eat at least an hour or an hour and a half before I play, just so I can digest and I'm not like burping and things on stage and things like that.
I don't know.
So,
I think that's bad for act. That's really attractive. You should do that.
it's very, like, country, very redneck. You know, just, like, do a big burp in the microphone
and
be like, thanks for coming out.
The rednecks that come to the show feel like you've connected with them.
Oh,
my gosh. I can't
believe you just did that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well, it was funny. Whatever.
Time to really pick in here, folks.
It's the truth. You know what? It would be funny. I went to a festival. We have literally, and you can make fun because I do. We have a festival here. It is a sweet potato festival. Now, let that sink in. They have a whole festival over these potatoes. It's ridiculous,
awesome.
Right?
No,
I went there,
ridiculous.
And they
that's
had
great.
The most hillbilly, like, band I've ever seen in my life. Okay, all four of these men had like the long beard and like the overalls, right? And I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's just the appearance, but literally they were so country you couldn't understand what they were saying when they sang. And
yeah,
I was like, are you kidding me? Where did they find these people? Yes, I was like, where did they find these guys? And we're standing there like, this is gotta be a joke, right?
They found them up yonder.
They found them in, like, the mountains, like, in their little village. I don't know. It was weird. And I can't even believe it. So, you know what? And there were so many rednecks there. Like, there's a difference, okay? There's a difference between hillbilly and redneck. And I think there was a good mix of both at this place. But, I mean, people was, like, taking their shoes off and, like, they're wearing overalls. And I was like, get me out of this place. Like, I'm from Alabama, but I'm not that country. So I was like, okay.
When is
it's
that festival? I want to come play it.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes, you should come play the Sweet Potato Festival. I will send you the details. It already happened this year. Which I'm so sorry you missed the 100-degree heat.
I want to play it next year. I love sweet potatoes, and I love hillbillies like our music. So
yeah,
the whole reason we went was
we'll
to get sweet
right
potatoes
on
right on it
because
especially
they're cheap.
If I go up and I talk like this.
Then we were there for so long, and it was so hot. They had, you know, they have everything a festival had. They have all the food. They have all the crafts, the old cars. It was so hot. It was like 100 degrees. It happens in September, and I live in Alabama, so it's hot. And we get out. We were going to get our potatoes on the way out because that was the whole reason we went. We just did the rest of the stuff because it's included in the price. we get ready to leave, and they ran out. And I was like, you came here. You drugged me to this godforsaken festival for potatoes, and then we don't even get any. Like, and I suffered through this whole event for that and did not even get it. So, yeah, you should come, you guys.
Speaking
of the
potato festival, just to hang out with people and not get sweet potatoes.
Actually, I think it's actually called, I think it's called the Sweet Tater Festival. Like, I don't even think they
sweet
use the word potato.
That's even better.
Tater
Festival.
Please send me the information for this festival.
We're going.
I will put it in the group chat. I will text Ashley, and we will start a group message, and I will make sure you are well-informed over the Sweet Tater Festival.
Oh, I want to go. I want to play it, man.
You should. You guys can hang out with me. I'm awesome.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of festivals, I think I texted you this, Ashley, but there's a festival in about 2 hours from where I'm from. It's called the Tennessee Soybean Festival. I don't know if any of y'all have ever
excuse me, but
heard
we
about
have a butterbean festival, so suck it.
Did you say the soybean festival?
Yeah, the soybean festival.
We have a butterbean festival, and it's this month, and it's in Birmingham, and I don't know what time
or
what day.
Can you send me all the information of the bean festival?
We
want
to play the soybean. We
want to
play all the tater festivals.
I want to play all the tater festivals.
Do you guys not have these things there?
Hell, I'll even play onion festival. I don't care.
I'll play the cabbage festival.
I will do it.
No,
we're going to the cabbage festival.
No.
I'm bringing you with me. We're going.
Only if it's in Scotland.
I mean, okay.
All right. Every September.
Let's go.
So. I will send out details on this festival.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have the Butter Festival is coming up this month. In October. I don't know when
butter.
It is.
Did
I know.
You say butter?
Butter?
Butterbean festival. Like, yeah.
Oh.
Butterbean.
You got me excited there.
Yeah. Like butter?
No, if it was butter, I'd be there. But I already told my grandmother.
Yeah.
I was like, before you tell me what day and time, I'm busy. Like. Because they're the ones that drug us to the sweet tater thing, and like I'm not going to any. No, I'm not going. It's hot. It's hot here. It's Alabama. So anyway.
Oh, you're going. You're going.
I'll go
if
you guys go, but if you guys aren't going, I'm staying at home.
Well, no, we'll come. We'll come get you. We'll just all carpool together. Like a big group outing.
I'm down.
Let's go,
guys. That means Cody has to go. He's not getting out of this. If we have to suffer, he does.
Okay. Alabama?
Yes.
Hey, I'm all for it.
Man, I'm pumped now.
Yeah. It's all right.
I'm all for it.
Anyways, you guys, we are running out of time. It is after 6.
Yes, we are.
We are almost to the point of being forcibly removed.
Oh, that sounds painful. Okay. Pretty serious.
Yeah, they literally
anyway,
have cut me off mid-sentence before, and that was the end of the show because... thing was like you're done.
Yes, they have. It's not fun.
That's cool.
Anyway, before we actually do get forcibly removed from the network, I wanted to thank y'all again for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and talk with us.
No problem.
Anytime, brother.
And we will see you
at
some kind of vegetable festival.
Whatever,
I'm not kidding. Send me all those info on that stuff.
I know, I really will. Ashley, start
right,
with text with all the
I'll do that. Sounds good.
All the various bean festivals.
Sweet.
Sweet. Well, thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome.
All right, thanks for
And thanks for putting up with our crazy, Matt.
Hey, anytime,
welcome to the team.
y'all, you know, Ashley knows this already, but I'm going to say it again. If y'all ever need anything from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you so much. I've been a lot, and I can't wait to go to a bean festival with you.
I know. I'm very excited over this. It's going to be good.
Sweet tater festival. I know my basic team loves sweet potatoes, so if we could play that.
Well, that already passed, but you have to play that next year. You have to.
Oh, I know. I love
to play this festival.
My basis loves it even more, so he would be very, very excited about it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right. I will talk to y'all later, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye.
All right,
bye, y'all.
Bye.
That was fun.
It was. They're great. I love that they're so excited over this craft that we have year after year that we're like, that's hell. Because they're not from here.
There's no way I'm being dragged to this stinking festival.
Yeah, apparently we're going. I didn't volunteer for that, but I guess it's happening.
Yep. Apparently.
Anyway.
Hold on one second. Let me do this. Hold on 1 second, Em.
I texted you earlier, but it's like a moot point now because we already did it, so we're good. Anyway. Announcements.
Yes, announcements. Tuesday, we have probably one of the more emotional shows we've ever done. This is going to get interesting Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, I don't know, last week, it killed me, so...
This week will wreck you. This next week will absolutely wreck you.
Actually, I don't think. Well, I think it probably will, but in a different way because I'll be emotional. But we don't suffer from like we don't have the same like thing you know to talk about that we had with.
Right.
Okay, so it'll be different, but it'll be great.
This last week we had virtually the same things to talk about, and it was just.
Well, yeah, we had a lot in common as a group.
We had a lot in common, and it was just great. I mean, but...
I have an announcement of my own, but it's not really an announcement, but I'm going to share anyway in a second when you're done.
But this next week, we have a singer-songwriter and pretty motivational girl, Dana Marie, on the show with us. And that's at 5:32, so...
Okay. So, you guys, I can't tell you who because I'm not allowed to tell you who yet, but we have a huge, huge, huge surprise guest that comes out of left field. You guys will never expect it because I don't expect
it. But I am currently
emailing to this person, picking a day and time. We tried to squeeze it in for a super surprise show yesterday, but we just could not make it work. There were not enough hours in the day, but you guys will literally flip your lids when you find out who it is. It's going to be fantastic.
I will tell you this. This is the only surprise you're getting. Em has worked over a year for this thing. She's worked over a year.
Yeah, I've worked my booty off, you guys. You guys are going to be so... Everybody's going to be shocked. Everybody's going to flip their wig when they realize who it is. Nobody expects it, of course, because it's kind of... It's not out of our usual. Just we haven't done anything like this in a long time, so it's like a throwback.
We haven't done anything like this in about... In probably a year and a half or 2 years, and anything like this.
Yeah, we haven't done anything. Well, I mean, we've had, you know, people who are somewhat related, but we haven't had anybody in this genre,
like
in this, like, field. Yeah, who is this big of a deal in at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, since I came, like, the first year on the show, we haven't had somebody like this on the show that was, like, this exciting and, like, you guys have flipped over since my first year on the show.
So since 2014.
But yeah, so
since,
you guys, you literally hold on to your hat.
It's been since March 20th, 2014. I remember the exact date.
Why don't you just tell people? Actually, that's my first. That was my first day on the show. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was. That was my first day. But, you guys, we haven't had any big news like this in a long time. Like, it's shocking.
No, we haven't.
Big news, and it's shockingly exciting. So, you guys, you just stay tuned and hold on to your hat because... We're going on an exciting ride.
There will be an Instagram post, a tweet, and a Facebook post. Trust me, when this happens.
I'm going to make a video. I'm so excited. There's going to be a video. I'm probably going to do a vlog.
Oh, she's going video. She's going big. Okay.
She's going big. You guys, just so you know, to give you one more little hint, and then I have to shut up, because if I don't, I'll just straight up tell you. I can retire happy after this. This could end, my radio career could end. I don't want you guys to think I'm leaving the show or anything. I'm not leaving the show. But just so you know,
she's not.
My radio career could end after this show, and I would be satisfied with where it went, okay? That's how they would deal with it. Now, I have stopped because people are going to figure it out. So, you guys, thank you to Matt and Ashley for joining us today. Thank you to Matt and Ashley for hanging out with us today and being with us.
It was just a fun show today.
It was just fun. It was lighthearted. I was almost too tired to not come to the show, and I'm glad I did. Cody was like, no, I don't think so. You're not backing out on me, babe.
You've got to come to this one. There's just no I'm not letting you out of this.
Your girl's exhausted, but I'm glad I came, and I can't wait to see them at the Sweet Potato Festival, apparently. So, anyway, I'm going to let you go.
And the Soybean Festival.
And the, what's the other one? We have a lima bean festival.
And the Soybean Festival.
Whatever they're called. I don't keep them. We have them here.
I'll let you go, and I'll wrap up here, okay?
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly just great Ashley Taylor and Matt Wynn. Ashley's been, like I said in the intro, a dear friend for a long, long, long time, and I'm pretty sure, and I know Matt's gonna become a good friend over time too. So. I heard the announcements, so I think with that, I'm gonna end the show right here. You've been listening to Quick Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.